Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today I want to speak to you from Isaiah chapter 45, verse 22, on this great phrase that we find there, "Look to me," says the Lord. Okay, so here we go. Isaiah chapter 45, verse 22. "Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other." It's a dramatic and wonderful statement that God made through the prophet Isaiah. "Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth." This simple but powerful statement shows God's plan of salvation. It shows the simplicity of salvation. All we have to do is look. You know, it's possible that you could read a lot of theological books that explain a lot of true things, good things about salvation. Yet the core of bringing man close to God is explained by a simple word with four letters: look. It also shows the focus of salvation. We must look to God and never to ourselves or to anything else of man. God said, "Look to me." And that means looking away from everything else. Looking away from the church because church membership doesn't save anybody. Look away from the preacher because the preacher can disappoint and even disillusion you. Look away from outward forms and ceremonies. Look away from everything except the one who dwells on the throne. Look to the risen, reigning Lord Jesus Christ. It also shows us the love behind salvation. God pleads with man, "Look to me." God could have simply allowed man to wander lost in his lost way, but in his love, he begged man, "Look to me." It shows us the assurance of salvation. After all, those phrases, "and be saved," has a certainty to it. This wonderful verse also shows us the extent of God's saving love. It says, "Look to me, all you ends of the earth." It's not just talking about a few nations or races, but all the ends of the earth. Now, in that invitation, "look to me," it connects back to Numbers chapter 21. There, the people of Israel were stricken by deadly snake bites, and Moses lifted up the image of a bronze serpent, a snake, raised on a pole. And the people who looked to that serpent raised up on the pole lived. The people were saved not by doing anything, but by simply looking to the bronze serpent. They had to trust that something as seemingly foolish as looking at such a thing would be sufficient to save them. Now, surely some of them perished because they thought it was too foolish to do such a thing. So, as it says here in Isaiah, "Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth." We have to understand that we might be willing to do 100 things to earn our salvation. But God commands us to only trust in Him, to look to Him. Now take a little bit of your time today and read to you the story of Charles Spurgeon's conversion, because this verse had a lot to do with it. On Sunday, January 6th, the year was 1850, a young man not quite 16 years of age walked through a village in a little town some 50 miles from London. On the bitterly cold day, the snow fell heavily, but he was more concerned to find a church because he was deeply conscious of his need for God and of the breakdown, the sin and the failure of his life, even at that young age. As he made his way through the street with falling snow, he felt it was too far to go to the church that he had intended to visit that Sunday. Instead, he walked down a back lane and entered a little Methodist chapel. He sat down near the back, and it was cold inside, just as much cold inside as it was out. There was about 13 people gathered there in the small church. 5 minutes after the service was ready to start, the regular preacher for the morning hadn't come. He was delayed by the weather. So one of the deacons came to the rescue and began the service. After a little while, he announced his text. Here it was from Isaiah. "Look to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is none else." The deacon didn't know much, and he only spoke for about 10 minutes. Charles Spurgeon himself tells what happened. Here I'm going to quote Spurgeon. "I had been wandering about seeking rest and finding none, till a plain, unlettered lay preacher among the primitive Methodists stood up in the pulpit and gave out this passage as his text, 'Look unto me and be saved, all you ends of the earth.' He had not much to say, thank God, for that compelled him to keep on repeating his text, and there was nothing needed, by me at any rate, except his text. I remember how he said, 'It is Christ that speaks. I am in the garden in agony, pouring out my soul unto death. I am on the tree, dying for sinners. Look unto me, look unto me.' That is all you have to do. A child can look. One who's almost an idiot can look. However weak or however poor a man may be, he can look. And if he looks, the promise is that he shall live." Then, stopping, he pointed to where I was sitting under the gallery, and he said, "That young man there looks very miserable." Spurgeon says, "I expect that I did, for that's how I felt." Then he said, "There is no hope for you, young man, nor any chance of getting rid of your sin, but by looking to Jesus." And he shouted, as I think only a primitive Methodist can, "Look, look, young man, look now." And Spurgeon says, "And I did look. And when they sang a hallelujah before they went home in their own earnest way, I am sure I joined in it. It happened to be a day when the snow was lying deep and more was falling. So as I went home, those words of David kept ringing through my heart, 'Wash me and I shall be whiter than snow.' And it seemed as if all nature was in accord with that blessed deliverance from sin, which I had found in a single moment by looking to Jesus Christ." Somehow, in a very strange and amazing way, that young man, Charles Spurgeon, looked from the depths of his soul to the very heart of God. He went out from that church, and he says that he walked through the streets with a burden lifted, and that burden was never to return again. He walked with a new spring in his step, a new joy in his face, a new sense of peace in his heart, because he had looked and lived. Right now, today, you also can look to Jesus. And if you already have, well, then you keep on looking to him, the author and the finisher of your faith.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.